because they had a pain, the arthritis in their joints. These are the very old ladies. She said sometimes children run into the house and she asked them to make a fire when they do, or throw the stick in the stove. She said she also feels so depressed sometimes. Still, she said, I thank God for allowing me to see and live so many days, even if it's painful. Living one day at a time, these were her words. Her serious mind, herself speaking now, she is 8 years old. She speaks of the days that's 365 days a year, and so on and so on, to multiply these things, and this is the way she was talking about her waking hours and sleeping hours and all that. So I have to ask a few things, and I said, again, the question that I asked on the telephone, I said, who was Sophia's first husband? Grand Sophie. Sophia is the mother, a grandmother, of my mother, scholastic word. This she couldn't remember. She couldn't remember what was her first husband, Grand Sophia. She says, that was a man whom my father was supposed to be either his brother or at least the cousin. But she could not remember. What was this person's name? Then she says, I think James. She says, yes, I think it was James. And again, off to the deafened subject. We talked aimlessly for a few minutes, and then we get a little serious again. I asked her about this guy named Wasahinagum. I said, did you see him, or was it in your lifetime that this man existed? She said, yes. He was the son of man we used to call Pakuna. I don't know how to say that. That was the son of Mbakune. Because of this name, Wasahinagum, we get off the subject again. I ask her if there was other person by that name, because I have heard this name before by other eldest story. Nancy wanted to hear it, so I told her about that. According to the Sarah Hunter, who was a Sarah carpenter before she married to Abraham, she had heard that there had been a man called Wasahinagum. Apparently, more than 88 years ago, this took place on Cape Henrietta Maria. This person emerged from somewhere amongst the people in that area, way back in 6th generation. That would bring us about 1857, or maybe less or even longer period. There was a gun in the story. There was a gun, so it could have been after the Hudson was cast off in the bay. It could have been that kind. Therefore, according to this old lady, Sarah, this man was not ordinary Omaskigo, because he had beard on his face, and he was known to utter or to say a strange